Wow, good evening.
Hello, everybody.
Oh my God, that was rare.
It's a mad rush to get in the door
today. I know. Usually it's like we open the gate and it was a one, two. A
couple people trickle in.
And tonight, you know how many we have, Derek? We have 7,000? 7个. 好吧,大家晚安.
Disney World in here.
Yeah.
Everybody's shoving, trying to get in the door first.
Okay.
You need to come to our super secret live channel.
What's our super secret live channel?
If I told people, it wouldn't be super secret.
Okay, do we have a super secret channel?
You don't even know about it?
I don't even know about it.
It must be super secret.
Yeah. Boys, do we have a super secret live channel?
Of course we do.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, you guys gotta sit up, or you and Dan and I are gonna tell the story by ourselves.
And you guys are just gonna
Yeah.
stare at the blanket.
Yeah. 我们这是故事房哦,哈。 中文、英文都会一起来。然后呢，如果有新朋友的话，请你们点我的 bio 里面，我们 Instagram 的连结里面都有我们今天故事的照片。You know, now is summer vacation.
Yeah.
And I kind of miss the students because we haven't seen them.
You know, we haven't seen the students for like months because, because of COVID. You know, I've seen more students today.Because they were coming in, dropping by to get the...
Oh, the bingo cards.
Yeah, the bingo cards. Then I've seen, oh, goodness, in months
I
in
know.
Person, right?
Yeah, but at least before summer vacation started, we still have, like, online class with them every day or every other day.
It's not the same, you know.
At least we had interaction with them. But That's now true. It's like our old students. Of course, we still see students now, but, you know,
maybe we should just start up a random weekday party.
Oh, yeah. We just say, hey, we're going to have a party. Come.
Just a Zoom party, you know? Just open it up and we just have everybody just hang out.
But it's a Zoom party.
It's
still
matter.
Not in person. 没有,现在室内可以有50个人。
Oh, wow. We're going to have a real
yeah,
party.
室外可以有100个。
Well, then we just all go outside then.
Yeah. Let's go outside, right?Okay, so today is July 28th, and we're going to have another book from Oliver Jeffers.
Are we starting up?
No, not yet.
Oh.
这是中英故事房,大部分英文,有时候会讲中文。
Sometimes bad Taiwanese?
Yeah, 有时候会讲一些不是很标准的台语。欸,我台语其实很好, okay?
You must be getting rusty.
Yeah.
You forgot the word for, what was it, like a screwdriver the other day? Or
yeah, screwdriver 是什么?不是啊, screwdriver 是螺丝起子。螺赖吧?
I don't know.
Like the bolt and the...
Oh, the bolts and the nuts?
Yeah, the bolts and nuts, 螺丝跟螺帽。
啊。
And screwdriver 叫做螺丝起子。可是台语叫螺赖吧。But 螺赖吧, I think it's Japanese.
螺赖吧。
螺赖吧。
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Anyway...this week we have another book from Oliver Jeffers.
Yes, we do.
Oliver Jeffers 真的是我们很喜欢的作家。
He is definitely our top 10 kind of guy.
Yeah. 我们这个 Story Live 今天应该已经第30本应该有了啦。
I have no
book
idea, 30. To be honest.
We lost count, okay?
Book
many
a
weeks
lot.
Ago. Yeah. But Oliver Jeffers is like, we probably will go through all of his books, I think.
All of them?Even his Alphabet A to Z book?
Book of Child?
No, Alphabet A to Z. Do you remember that one?
Oh, like not
that
one.
Andy the astronaut was trying to go up to space and he was afraid of heights. Yeah.
He didn't go up the ladder.
Yeah.
But anyway, Oliver Jeffers 书全部都可以买,好不好?每本都可以买,都很有意思。而且他是很有这个人文关怀的一个作者。Are you okay? Should I read the whole story tonight?
Nah, I got it. It's been a long day.
我旁边这三个男人一直在打哈欠呢，然后有一个人头痛，然后完全就是半死不活的样子。All right, so
today is Story Life Bedtime Book, The Heart and the Bottle by
Oliver
Jeffers.
I don't think we need page turning sound.
We'll just say.
Heart.
爱心
救
命咚个
咚个咚个
We'll still do page turning.
Yeah, but the page on the Instagram is here and here.
So we have wide pages again today?
No, it's like break it into two because it's a very long book.
Oh, we have A and B pages? Okay.
Yeah. So
once there was a girl, much like any other.
What do you see in the picture?
A field with flowers and trees.
A field with flowers and trees? Well, an older guy.
Yeah, don't know if it's a grandpa, right?
Or a dad.
Yeah, and a girl. What is the girl looking at?
A flower.
A flower. 女孩在看地上的花, 对不对? Okay.
Jumi! Whose head was filled with all the curiosities of the world? Ooh, that's a good word. Curiosities, just strange, interesting things around the world.
Yeah. What is curiosity in Chinese?
好奇,
对不对? 你们两个应该知道好奇, 因为你们都曾经是好奇班的学生。 好吧, 我们儿子的学校, 一年级叫好奇班, all right?
Looks like she's got questions about whales and how whales breathe and how people breathe and monkeys building fans or something. Yeah. Oh, it's doing sculpture. And
plants.
What do we got? Like plant diagrams and an ocean liner going off the edge of the earth.
You know what?
What's that?
To be honest, when I was a little girl, I was never curious about any of these things.
What were you curious about?
Books, stories.
Okay.
Because, you know, when I was little, my mom bought all those series of, like, science magazines, like 小牛顿. 现场不知道有没有人听过小牛顿? But it's just a series
Little
of...
Little Newton?
Little Newton, yes. And it's just a series of magazines about science and all that. And then she kind of forced my brothers to read it, but she never forced upon me. Because I've read a lot already, but I was just really into stories. And I was never curious about the planets or the plants and all that.
Science things?
Yeah. And I don't recall I ever asked my mom, Mom, why is the sky blue? And I guess I just...
Too busy looking at books, not busy looking at the sky.
I don't know. What is? There wasn't a person around me that answering me questions like that. Like if I say, hey, why are leaves green? And then the adults around me will probably just say, 就绿色的啊, 有什么好问的? Something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
No Google either, huh?
No Google.
That's rough.
Yeah.
You kids are so lucky. You can just Google any question now and find an answer.
It's called that.
But you can ask me, too, and then I'll say, I don't know.
我们家的爸爸是百科全书.
This is the app called Dad.
Yeah.
App called Dad?
We can just do, like, askdad.com.
And then for the dads, let's go askgoogle.com.
Yeah.
小孩问爸爸, 爸爸问Google, 对不对?
With thoughts of the stars. Now, they're looking up at the stars here. What does the dad see?
Big Dipper.
The Big Dipper. And what does the daughter see?
Flaming bees.
Flaming bees. So she thinks these bees are...
On fire.
On fire, and that's what the stars are. They're just flying around.
Wait. Big Dipper中文是什么? 那个星座? 是大熊星? Big Dipper就是看起来像一个勺子的那个星座, 叫什么?
大勺星吗?
是大勺吗?
大嫂,
你不要,
no, that's...
大嫂, 大嫂是我哥哥的老婆叫大嫂, okay? 诶? Big Dipper是什么? 应该不是大熊星座,没关系.
You know who would know? I bet this gang would know right there.
Yeah, 很多东西我都忘记了.
You know, I know it's part of the Big Bear constellation.
是大熊星座吗?
It's part of the same constellation. It's called Ursa Major and Ursa Minor. So yeah, the Big Bear and the Little Bear. Mm-hmm. But we also refer to them as the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper.
Okay, 因为我们中文有大熊星座跟小熊星座, okay. So I guess that's the Big Dipper. That's my guess. 等一下如果有人想要举手纠正我, okay, welcome.
Yeah. If only we could go to askdad.com. askdad.com for all of your question needs. I'm already going to start plugging it, you see? Yeah. We're gonna. Oh, I bet somebody's going to register it right now. Hold on, let me get my computer. With wonder at the sea.
So she's curious about the sea too.
This is another thing you did not do very much as a girl.
No.
Swim.
No.
Particularly out in the middle of the ocean.
I barely touched water. Come on.
Just to bathe.
Hey, do you know? I don't know how many of you have the same experience with me, but when I was little, kids out there listen. Okay. 你们现在应该已经很难想象. When I was little. When I had to take a shower, there's a period of my life. When I wanted to take a shower, my mom had to burn a pot of hot water.
You mean boil a pot of water?
Yeah. She had to boil a pot of hot water in our kitchen and carry that pot of hot water all the way to our bathroom and dump it in a big tub with cold water to mix to the correct temperature, and then we took a shower.
This makes so much sense now. You know, this is why your mom loves soup so much. It's because I bet all she was doing was just dumping the old soup in the bathroom, and your mom would take a bath in it, you see?
And
she
and
thought
Peter
it was
too.
Bath water, but it was actually just the soup from dinner. It all makes so much sense now.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm telling like childhood stories, and that might be different from kids right now. I'm old.
You are.
Speak for yourself, lady. We'll see what happens when you get the vaccine, huh? We'll see if you're old or young.
Okay.
She took delight in finding new things. Oh, wow. So she's over here wading in the ocean waves.
What's wading?
Wading. W-A-D-I-N-G. It's when you're like kind of walking, but swimming also in the water is wading. You're like walking in deep water with your legs in the water. Wading.
涉水吗? Yeah.
I don't know.
就是...
She's asking me Chinese questions. I don't know.
Yeah, just 脚在水里走这样子, yeah. 叫wade, W-A-D.
Yeah, wading, yeah.
Oh, no words here, but what is the girl doing on this picture?
Scribbling.
Drawing a picture.
Yeah.
It's a picture of the girl looking at, looks like a purple whale.
Yeah.
Now she's rushing off to show somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Until the day she found an empty chair.
Mm.
Oh, so she doesn't like to find things now. Because she found an empty chair. Whose chair is that?
Dad's chair.
The dad's chair. And why do you think it's empty?
He died.
He died.
Wow, so direct answer.
Yes.
So the dad used to be on the chair, and the chair now is empty.
The flower that the monkey chiseled.
Hey, yeah, that is the flower that the monkey chiseled over there, yeah.
Yeah, what's monkey chisel?
Over here, earlier in the story, you remember the monkey was chiseling the statue of the flower way, way back many pages ago. See? Chiseling the flower, yeah.
哦,最开始monkey有在雕那个花,然后呢,这一页这个花就出现在窗户上面。
I feel like I've seen this picture of Oliver Jeffers over here with his horse before, but I'm can't quite picture where it is. I think it's the H's for horse in the alphabet, but I don't
recall. Or this moose is mine. Right?
It's got the same feel as that horse. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Feeling unsure, the girl thought the best thing was to put her heart in a safe place, just for the time being. So she put it in a bottle and hung it around her neck. And that seemed to fix things at first.
Okay, wait. So she found an empty chair.
Uh-huh.
And then for that time, she was not sure about something, so she put her heart in a bottle.
Oh. Do you know why she put her heart in the bottle, Phoebe?
I don't know.
She's protecting her heart. She's protecting her feelings. She's
she's
trying not to feel.
Okay, so 椅子空掉了,然后她为了不要有感觉,所以她把她的心放到一个 bottle里面,那就不会有感觉了。
That's right.
Okay.
Because that way, you know, at least she won't have to deal with the emotions. She'll just be able to stay safe.
Put the emotions away first. Yeah. Okay.
Although in truth, nothing was the same. She forgot about the stars and stopped taking notice of the sea. So, this is the old take the good with the bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you lose your ability to get hurt, but you're also losing your ability to feel joy, you know?
Yeah.
That's
because she put her heart in a bottle.
That's so
老套吗? 这样很cliché吗? What do you think?
I don't think it's cliche.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an interesting story.
Yeah.
We'll see where it takes us.
What's
cliché? Cliché就是老套啊. 你刚刚不说老套吗? 就cliché啊.
She was no longer filled with all the curiosities of the world and didn't take much notice of anything. Wow. Mm. So now she's just, her life is so black and white now, right?
And then she grew up, and then she still put her heart in a bottle.
It must be very difficult. I don't know how the blood moves around her body these days, but we're not going to ask that question.
I know at night she uses a...
Oliver Jeffers is a storyteller,
okay.
Not a scientist, okay?
She put a motor where the heart is in it.
Mm. She's like Iron Man, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Other than how heavy and awkward the bottle had become. But at least her heart was safe. What's awkward?
Awkward 就是很奇怪，怪异奇怪，就是奇怪，很不寻常的 awkward.
Awkward, okay.It might never have occurred to the girl what to do had she not met someone smaller and still curious about the world. Oh, where is she here?
At the beach again.
Uh-huh. She's at the beach again. And what's this little girl asking her about?
Do elephants swim in the sea?
I don't know. That's a good question. Do elephants swim in the ocean? No. How do you know? Maybe they're just really good at holding their breath and you've just never seen them. But they're there. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever seen that little, like, aperiscope come up the top from a submarine? It's like, no, no. Maybe elephants do the same thing.
Yeah. They put their trunk up above the water, right? And they breathe that way.
Yeah, and they're really good at hiding in the ocean.
So the girl grew up and she met a little girl asking all the questions, right?
That's right. Mm. There was a time when the girl would have known how to answer her, but not now. Not without her heart.And it was right at that moment she decided to get it back out of the bottle, but didn't know how. She couldn't remember.
Oh. So when the girl was little, 她小的时候可能就会知道怎么回答那个另外一个小女孩的问题。
Oh.
And then 她现在决定要把她的 heart 拿出来。But what happened?
She couldn't get the heart out of the bottle.
Evan, why do you think she couldn't get a heart out of the bottle? Because the bottle is too small now?
She's stupid?
She's just is not creative now? I don't know. Here's what it is. She just has no access to her emotions. She's emotionally unavailable. There's your phrase of the day.
Because she put her feelings aside for too long. Now she cannot get them back.
That's right.
Anymore.
Nobody taught her how to deal with the emotions.So she doesn't know what to do once they arrive.
Wow, that's deep, Derek. That's deep.
I know.
Yeah.
And nothing seemed to work. The bottle couldn't be broken. It just bounced and rolled. Wow, so even she dropped this bottle off a tall wall like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
No luck. Yeah, she's got dynamite over here, a double-ended saw, a vacuum cleaner, don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to suck the heart out.
Yeah.
Screwdriver.
Yeah. She tried everything.
Really strong bottle. Right down to the sea. But there, it occurred to someone smaller and still curious about the world that she might know a way. So what's this little girl going to do?
Reach in the bottle.
She's just going to reach in the bottle. She's got tiny hands, right? And it just so happened, she did. Oh, she did pull the heart out. Wow. Better not drop it in the sand. That would be uncomfortable.
Wait.
Sand in your heart.
Albert Jeffers really likes this.
The ocean? I think he lives next to the ocean.
Wait.
The heart was put back where it came from.And the chair wasn't so empty anymore. Wow. So now she's sitting in the chair again, reading her books, learning about all the curiosities of the world.
Yeah.
Mars, Mercury, Venus, and transit.
But the bottle was empty.
I know this book
the
might...
The end.
Yeah, the end. I think this book might be too difficult for the boys, but adults, when you read it, I get it. You know, I think the book gets to me more than it gets to the boys.
I think so.
It's too sophisticated for the boys to understand.
I don't think so at all.
All right, then you explain.
This girl was too afraid of being hurt. So she stopped trying to care about people and love them. So that in the future, when she lost people or lost friends again, she wouldn't be sad. She stopped trying to care about stuff that way. When it went away, she didn't have that sense of loss. She never learned how to deal with that sense of loss. She just locked away her emotions.
So if you're very sad, you just don't deal with your sadness.
It's always going to be there, and you're never actually going to have dealt with it. And it's always going to come back some other time, and you don't know how to deal with your own emotions. It's very important as a person to learn how to deal with your emotions.
So when you are sad, what do? You cry?
Sure. If the need arises to cry, you cry. Yeah. If you want to talk to somebody, you talk to somebody.
You know, speaking of which, I think that's a very different concept in, I don't know if it's Chinese, but in Taiwanese education. Mm. When we were little, when we were sad, 我们最常被说的就是不要哭，有什么好哭的？不要气，有什么好气的？ Like, whenever we have those negative feelings,We are always told that there's no need for that. Just deal with it. But actually, I don't know if about everyone in the room here, when we were little, 就是从来不会有大人跟你说生气没有关系，就是你就是生气完了，你要生气就要发泄出来，或是你伤心就是要发泄出来。 Like, it's very often to tell youLike, there's no need for that, and you just have to deal with that. I don't know, it's my generation thing.
No, I think that's a lot of people, that's everywhere. But I think the way that most people deal with it is just don't worry about it, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's important to know that if you are sad or you're angry about something, you actually do care about it.
Yeah.
But the important bit is not letting your emotions...carry you away and make everything worse. Like, okay, it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel angry. But then once you're done feeling sad, once you're done feeling angry, now what? Like, now what
are
you going to do?
What's the next step, right?
Like, how are you going to make yourself feel happy? Or why were you angry and how are we going to solve the problem? Because it's all still there.
I think the first step is making people know that it's okay to feel that way.
Uh-huh.
就是你的有这个情绪是 okay 的。是 it's your emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make them feel like it's wrong, right? But my next question is, why the little girl? Why is the little girl taking the heart out of the bottle? Why
because,
is not another old man?
Because she's got tiny hands. We know this. She can reach into the bottle.
所以你觉得他安排一个小女生就是因为她手比较小吗？
No, because then it calls back to when she was also a little girl. And it reminds her of her own innocent days.
Yeah.
And so it brings back the original character of that girl and her own loss.
Now, hold on here, Derry.
What's
up? Is that why we like children?
Because they have tiny hands? What do you mean?
我们比较小喜欢小孩的原因是因为这样吗？
I like kids because they're curious.
Yeah.
And...
They are not jaded.
Yeah, well, they're not. It's not so much they're not jaded. It's their curiosity. They get excited about being curious about things. But so many old people just have no curiosity in their lives anymore. They just think the world is just this way and whatever. Just stop asking questions. I don't care. Like, so many people just learn a thing and then it just becomes a thing. But then they don't realize that some other people don't know that thing.And the fun, a lot of fun of life is helping people discover new things and learn new things about the world. That's you know, kind of why I'm a teacher.
Yeah. And kids always shows that excitement of you show them something new and they are like, oh, Santa Ma!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you get to re-experience the curiosity and the fun of discovering something new for the first time. It's like a...It's like reading a really good book or watching a really good movie for the first time. And you're like, wow, that was really good. I wish I could read it again for the first time. But you never can because you've already done it. But you can always find another person and be like, hey, I got this book. Why don't you go read it? And then we can all talk about it and both be excited. It's the same thing with in dealing with kids.
Yeah, I think that's why we like children.
That's horrible.
小孩子就是比较不 jaded 啊、我们 we are adults, we are all jaded. Jaded is J-A-D-E-D-D. Jaded 是什么意思啊？就是比较世故，比较
I've already seen it all. I already, yeah, this is just the way
降气，降气，大人比较容易降气，小孩是不会降气的。
Kids are also more honest with their questions too.
Yeah.
Like if a kid, I don't know, a kid sees somebody that's only got one arm. And they're not going to be like adults. We're like, oh, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Like if a kid sees somebody with one arm, they'd be like, hey, why do you only have one arm?
Yeah.
And they're just curious. They're not trying
to
be rude or anything.
And I think it comes back to the nature of all the things we talked about before. Remember Tangle?
Uh-huh.
And we talked about, like, if a kid grew up in a family with two dads or two moms, if you ask them, they say, well, that's just the way it is.
That's just how my life has been.
可是大人就是会有很多的成见，就会觉得，哦，为什么这个不是一个男生，这个家庭不是一个爸爸，一个妈妈？
That wasn't my family.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
可是小孩子他们不在乎啊。That's how you teach them, and they are always...Just embrace the new idea.
Well, it's the natural curiosity because an old person was just, that's just the way the world is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And the kids will say, why?
Yes.
And you actually have no answer for why. It was, that's just how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
So, 大人渐渐的, but, but you can, 我们现在不再说大人坏话, 好不好? No. 我们不再说大人坏话, 只是说我们大人很常常就是因为习惯这个世界是这样运作, 然后我们就知道这个东西应该是这样，那当它不是你想要的样子的时候，我们就会不舒服。
嗯，
可是对小孩子而言，对 kids 而言，什么都是新的。So everything is possible.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we just have to find somehow the balance in between. It's not like all the old ways are bad.
Right.
Because old people, they have more experience.They know what is dangerous, and you kind of want to listen to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just let the kids, oh, 我就是很好奇，我就什么都要弄。
Oh, let's see what happens when I jump off the cliff. Yeah.
Yeah, 或是我拿刀切自己的手指头，或去玩火，或是 you know, there are something that we require experiences, but we don't want to kill all that curiosity.
That's right.
Okay, I think that's what we get from the book. Does anyone want to share?
Are you driven crazy by our questions?
Mm-hmm. Okay, 杨医师。
Hi.
Hi.
我想问一下德州老师，就是英文有一句话说 curiosity kills the cat. 那那个意思是说它相对是不鼓励人家太好奇吗？
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can get yourself into really big trouble with being too curious.Too curious.
Yeah.
There's also another saying in English, which is more amusing.
Mm-hmm.
It's more tongue-in-cheek. Mm. But it's, if you open your mind too much, your brain will fall out. Which is kind of, you know, if you try to keep asking why and you just don't accept answers and you just are way too open to every single idea,
mm-hmm.
you will just lose your mind and you'll just be a dummy.
Ah, so 我们也不要太 curious. See, that's what I said. You have to find that perfect, not perfect. You have to find a middle ground. 就要找到中间平衡的地方。Yeah.
我还想分享一个观点，就是绘本里面啊，它是先讲说这个女生本来是对很多东西都很好奇。然后他爷爷好像就过世了，那我就纳闷说，哎，那过程中好像没有特别提到爷爷陪伴他，他没有用文字叙述，可是他爷爷都有出现在图片里面哦。
嗯，
譬如说他说他喜欢那个大海的时候，他爷爷是在旁边划船看着他。
嗯，
然后他另外一幕是在沙滩上的时候，他爷爷也是在旁边放风筝。
对。
然后还有一幕是他在看星星的时候，他爷爷躺在地上。
对，
那个画面我觉得也是蛮有启发意义的。他就话说小女生好像他把星星跟那个萤火虫连接在一起，可是他爷爷就是 connect several stars， 跟他解释说哦那是什么星座。
哦，
是不是？我们在成长的过程中啊，其实有一些陪伴者，我们we take too many things for granted， 我们其实无视于他们对我们的陪伴跟保护跟成长，我们误以为刚一多行嘞。
嗯，哦，
另外触发
，OK，
然后我觉得比较就是我自己觉得比较要说荒谬，但其实是绘本本来就有那个展延性，让你去做各种思考。我觉得比较奇怪一点，刚刚你们也都觉得有都提出来，
对，
比如说为什么小女生一下就把心脏拿出来，告诉故事主角说心可以这样拿出来，其实她没有解释为什么，
对，
但是我想也不用她解释，我们大家就可以揣摩，那就是童心嘛，
对，
什么叫童心未泯嘛，
对，
什么叫赤子之心这样子，
对对对，
就还保有那个对万事万物的好奇，想要看看那是什么。
嗯，
对，可是我觉得就是刚我们也有提到，
嗯，
这个 balance 这个中庸之道很重要，
对，
你有保有适度的好奇心，
对，
很好。
嗯，
可是过度的好奇心一定是灾难。我们打个最简单的比方，如果你妈妈带小孩坐高铁，你看到前面不要说坏人哦，
嗯，
是警察有带手枪，然后那个小孩如果北吧北吧手就伸过去，哎，这什么？
嗯，
哦，这是我卡通看到的手枪，哎，
嗯，
绝对就会出事的。
对啊，
觉得哎，现在有一些家长他比较过度鼓励孩子做自己，没有去做好这个 balance， 反而是造成社会的困扰。
对，其实就是说，哎，这也是我们常常在教育上一直在说的东西，就是我们要鼓励他们自由发展，但是你的自由是到多少的自由？那我们都会说，其实我们给孩子的自由是在一个安全范围内的自由，而不是说给他自由就是给他欧北乱造这样子，就是所有的东西都是需要有一个中庸，就过而不及都是不好。所以我真的觉得中庸 I don't know how to say that in Chinese but it's just that middle ground,
middle ground, the balance,
yeah, the balance. You don't just go super like
crazy
one way or the other.
Like
yeah.
Me.
Or you just recognize when it is time to be far one direction or far one direction the other.
Yeah. So, but I do feel, I see a lot of like company here with the grandpa and the little girl. And
you know, that's also very important. That it's very good to have an exploring companion.
Yeah.
Like, to ask questions with and to be, you know, exposed to good things
to
explore.
Yeah. All right. I think that's the story for tonight. It's 9:30. Wow, another 30 minutes. Thanks everyone for being here tonight. We will be here next week on Wednesday, 9 o'clock. We will have another book with everyone. And night-night, everyone.
Night-night. Don't let the heart bite.
Kill me.
Dumpa, dumpa, dumpa.
Dumpa, 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 dumpa. Okay.